Wednesday, July 5th, 2017. We will call the meeting to order. Please make sure that your pagers are off during the meeting. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Carol, can we have a roll call, please?
Mr. Carew?
Here.
Ms. Blackadula?
Here.
Mr. Brannan?
Here.
Mr. Copeland?
Here.
Mr. Mugford?
Here.
Ms. Mascheron?
Present.
Ms. Medley?
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes of the June 7th, 2017 minutes?
Second.
I have a motion and second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Do we have any disclosures of ex parte communication? There'll be none. We have a swearing in of staff. If you're going to be speaking today, please stand and be sworn in.
If you think you might, just stand up and raise your right hand. Do you and each of you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to present shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Thank you. You'll notice up on the screen there is a list of all the withdrawn cases and the continued cases. Those cases will not be heard today. Our first case this morning will be AI 18. This case number 20170-30190. The City of Palm Coast versus Kent Lane and Laura Maddock. 1 Lovett Lane, A, Palm Coast Code Section 44-33B, parking in a swale between 1 and 6 a.m. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. For the record, respondents present, Code Officer Mike Hadden of the City of Palm Coast. Today I have a decision to deposit one proof of proper service, along with photos taken to show the conditions and date times indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. Current warning notice was written on the third day of March 2017, giving 4 days to comply. We inspected on the 10th day of March, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedure was followed in this case, and re-inspection occurred on 3/24/17. 4/13/17, 4/21, 4/28, 5/12, 6/2, 6/23. Rechecked the property conducted for code board on the 30th day of June 2017, and the violation has been corrected. This is the first notice given to the same violation of property owner. Based upon testimony of evidence in this case, the city requesting the board impose the following. Motion A, no finding, standing order, plus administrative cost of $53.50 to the city.
Is Kent Lane or Laura Maddox present?
I am their property manager.
Okay, can you come forward, please?
Yes, sir.
Please state your name.
My name is Tara Dewitz.
Okay. And what do you have to say in reference to this case?
They are guilty on every stand. They were warned time and time again. I've notified the owners. The tenants were also notified. They did not get in compliance quickly. They are in compliance now. And we are not renewing their lease because of non-compliance. I work very closely with code enforcement to make sure that everybody knows what side I'm on. You know, I love Palm Coast, and it's a beautiful town to work in.
Thank you. Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept a motion.
Accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no-fine order.
Thank you.
With administrative costs in the amount of $53.50. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered.
Thank you very much.
Our next case is AI 30. number 20170-30747. The City of Palm Coast versus Lewyman and Christianus Thomas. Or Sensei Path, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking a commercial vehicle in a residential district.
Good morning. For the record, the respondents are present. I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering an evidence seized composite proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the duties indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. Current notice of violation was written on the 16th day of March 2017 and given one day to comply. A re-inspection on the 30th day of March 2017 and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed in all cases. We also did re-inspections on 4-6, 4-13, 4-20, and 5-25. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 15th day of June 2017 and the violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion A, no fine standing order, plus an administrative cost of $5,350 to the city.
Are Lewyman or Christianus Thomas present? Come forward, please. Please state your name and your address.
Lewyman Thomas, for Cincinnati Path. Of course, Florida.
And what do you have to say, sir?
What is it?
What do you have to say in reference to this?
Yeah, I didn't know about that. I'm not supposed to bike in this area, so it's the first time I got that notice. And I got this notice to come in here for me to see what's going on in there.
I notice that it's not in compliance, is that correct?
I'm complying. As soon as I get that, I'm complying. And before that, I don't know.
Okay. Are there any questions from board members? If there be no questions, do I hear a motion?
Accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no fine order and administrative costs in the amount of $5,350. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case also has to do with the same address, so sir, if you could just stand to the side while the code enforcement officer brings up the information. We have a second case here. It's AI 31, case number 20170-30746. The City of Palm Coast versus Lewyman and Christianus Thomas, 4 Sensei Path, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34B, parking in a swale between 1 and 6 a.m.
For the record, respondents are present. I am Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering the evidence the city's composite proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. Current notice of violation was written on the 16th day of March 2017 and given one day to comply. A re-inspection on the 30th day of March and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed in all cases and a re-inspection dates were on 4-6, 4-13, 4-20, and 5-25 of 2017. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board and on the 15th day of June 2017, the violation has been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on the property and property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion A, no fine standing order, plus administrative cost of $5,350 to the city.
And Mr. Thomas, come forward again. And the code enforcement officer said this is in compliance, so you are aware that there was a problem. Is it going to stay in compliance?
Like I said before, I know in the parking lot, I cannot park my car at my commission. But like you're talking about the city swell, something like that, I didn't know it also. But as soon as I get all this notice, I know I'm not supposed to park in this area and with the commercial thing. Yeah, very cool. So I'm coming here, I don't know.
The city is again recommending a no fine order. But if this continues and the code enforcement officer goes up there and sees it again, it's going to change to a routine. And it's going to, the fines are going to start getting very expensive. Including $500 a day.
Okay.
Well, we're hoping that you keep it in compliance. Are there any other questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor, say aye. All those opposed? So ordered.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Our next case will be AI 47. Case number 2017-020676. City of Palm Coast versus Rebecca Jelajak. 92 Princess Ruth Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-1 FBC 105.1. No permit for a fence extension and structure.
For the record, the respondent is present, Code Enforcement Officer Romeo of the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proven proper service along with numerous photos. These photos depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice was issued on the 14th day of February 2017, giving 10 days to comply. It was re-inspected on the 28th day of February 2017, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in this in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted on 4/27 and 6/21, and it's still in violation. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the first day of July 2017, and a violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 10 days to either obtain a permit or to remove the structure or a fine of $50 per day and administrative costs of $69 to the city.
It was $50 per day?
$50 per day.
Is Rebecca Jelajak here? Come forward, please. Please state your name and the address.
My name is Rebecca B. Alliance, and the address is 92 Princess Ruth Lane.
And what do you have to say in reference to this?
I recently purchased a home in October 2016. My husband and I decided to build a playground similar to the one that you could purchase at Sam's. It has the treehouse and then it has the long extension of the swings and rock climbing. We did not realize that we needed a permit. When we got fined for that and extending the fence, I came into the city. I got a permit for the fence extension. They came out, they signed off on it and said it was good. For the building structure that we're trying to build for the playground slash treehouse, we were trying to figure out why we couldn't build it. So they were telling us, oh, you know, you need a permit, you need an engineer. So we're like, what city ordinances do you have to tell us that we need? Because I've never heard of this before. I contact Volusia County, Duval County, asked the same questions. They say they don't have any kind of ordinances to prevent us from building a playground. So I contacted Palm Coast again, and they said, oh, you need to speak to the chief building structure. Right, and so I had emailed him to find out what kind of city ordinances, and he said they stated that it wasn't a city one, it was the state of Florida. So I continued to find out Well, can you give me some information? Because I want to know about it. What, you know, reasons why I can't build a playground and a treehouse for my children. Finally, we're like, okay, well, we'll find an engineer. We found Mr. Tajmir Davis. He's in Palm Harbor. And we showed him, we drew a sketch of what we wanted to be built. And he says, that's fine. My husband already had started to build before we even knew we needed a permit. So he has cemented the poles in already to make it sturdy. And when we were showing Tajmir where we had built it, we were going off of where the shed is from the fence, the distance. And he says that it has to be 5 feet away. And my husband built it like it was maybe a couple inches off from each side. So he says, just go back to the city and make sure it's okay. And I'll go ahead and draw up the blueprints. And then we can get the approval and go from there. I said, okay. So I came back here and asked them, is this okay when my husband started to build? And then they said, no, it has to be 10 feet away. I'm like, that's like practically in the middle of my yard. I don't want that build. I want it in the corner. So I'm frustrated. I decided to email Mayor Holland, and she had emailed back, well, not her, actually, Mr. Jim Landon had emailed and contacted Mr. Stephen Flanagan, and they wanted him to contact me to find an amenable solution for the playground, and I'm still waiting to hear from somebody. And that's where we're standing right now.
Are you aware of all of this?
Yes. At this point, Tom, I'd like to call up Chief Building Inspector.
Richie,
Building Official Ricky Lee.
What number is this?
I need to be sworn in.
What number is this? Right, yeah, that's right.
You solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to present should be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes, I do.
Good morning, sir.
How are you doing?
Oh, yeah.
This actually... Can I have the photograph?
Sure.
This is not a type of playground equipment that you buy from Lowe's, Home Depot, Walmart, pull out a box and put it together. This is permanent structure. Under the Florida Building Code, a permanent structure, whether it be sheds, playhouses, pump houses, home additions, alterations, demolitions, they have to have permits. This type of building has to have a permit. It has to meet 130-mile-an-hour wind load, and it has to meet the setbacks. And it has to meet live load and dead load. According to the way this looks, you notice towards the left of the poles, in the middle, it looks like it's even cantilevered. This is a full-blown structure. It has to meet every bit of the Florida Building Code, including fire safety.
Are there any questions from the board members of the city officials?
Thank you.
Do any of the board members have any questions for the homeowner?
Thanks.
If there be no questions, I'll accept the motion.
Move to accept the city's recommendation.
I have a motion to accept the city's recommendation. Do I hear a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Yeah, I would get with the building official to discuss with him what you're going to need to do, but the board has just found you in violation. And the city is giving you 10 days to either take down the structure or get it permitted or pay $50 per day until it is permitted. Or the structure is removed, plus $69 fees to the city. Thank you. Do we have another list, Cal? The next case will be AI 33. Number 20170409 19. It's a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus John Calamaro. 10 Slattington Place, B. Palm Coast Code Section 44-34I, parking in the median.
For the record, respondents are present. I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering the evidence to see composite proof of proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 14th day of August 2016, notice violation was written. Upon re-inspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. On the 11th day of January 2017, a notice of violation was written, and upon re-inspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. On the 25th day of January 2017, a notice of violation was written, and upon re-inspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 18th day of April 2017 and given 15 minutes to comply. A re-inspection on the 18th day of April 2017, the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 2nd day of July 2017 and the violation has been corrected. This is the fourth notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted, in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, plus an administrative cost of $5,350 to the city.
John Calamaro, present?
Yes.
Can you come forward, please? Were you sworn in earlier, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Come forward, please state your name and your address.
John Calamaro, 10 B. Slattington Place, Palm Coast, Florida.
And what do you have to say in reference to this, sir?
Your Honor, I have two daughters. I traveled out of state on business. It's not, you know, one of my daughters now, we had three automobiles. They're all under my name. You know, to control another person is pretty hard. And, you know, I told them, warned them. Since then, one of my daughters has moved out. We only have two cars now. And I've lived there for 14 years and never had this problem. Obviously, it isn't right. And I haven't parked there, my other daughter hasn't parked there since.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
May we say please accept the city's recommendation?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. All right, sir, thank you.
Okay.
Please keep it correct. Thank you. Our next case is AI 48. Case number 20170105 08. It's a Massey case. The City of Palm Coast versus the Group Golf of Palm Coast, LLC. 398 Lakeview Boulevard, Palm Coast Code Section 15-1-111-4. No permit for a structure. Sorry, no permit for structures.
Morning. Louis Mendez for the City of Palm Coast. For the record, respondents present. I'm entering to evidence city composite one proof of proper service and a copy of the original board order with photographs. This case was heard on the 5th day of April 2017. The order was signed on the 11th day of April 2017, given 15 days to come into compliance or a fine of $250 per day until the property comes into compliance. The property is currently still in violation. The property is in violation from April 27, 2017 to July 4, 2017, a total of 69 days at $250 a day for a total fine of $17,250. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Massey Motion G, still in violation with a fine, to still continue until the property is in compliance, plus administrative costs of $69.50 to the city.
Is there somebody here to represent the Golf Group of Palm Coast, LLC?
Yes, my name is Michael Yocan, 2720 Park Street, Suite 213, Jacksonville, Florida, 32205.
You are the attorney representing?
I'm both the attorney and co-owner of the property.
Okay. Go ahead, sir.
And just for the record, I was not sworn in earlier. If I wanted to show a few pictures, is that possible? I know we did that last time I was here.
He needs to be sworn.
Are you testifying? Are you acting as the attorney or are you acting as the property owner? Or both?
I'm acting as both.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to present shall be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. Okay. I expect that at the end of the day today, the board will follow the city's recommendation. I think ultimately we're going to resolve this. I just wanted to give you folks some quick background. In the interim between last time I was here and today, we had a contract with a company called Environmental Site Services out of Pinnell. Even went so far as paying a deposit for the demolition that the city wanted. And what's happened in between is I got a call saying they'd lost a key man, they were no longer interested in doing the job and weren't going to do it. In the interim time, I've spoken with, and my partner between us, we've spoken with no less than 10 general contractors and demolition companies. I've personally gotten, I think, quotes from 4 demolition companies, a number of general contractors and demolition companies will do not do work in Flagler County. Ultimately, and the quotes were all over the board, ultimately we settled on a group which is known as Direct Movement Group. Out of Jacksonville, it's a general contracting company. I expect that permit to get pulled today or tomorrow at the latest. The permit's going to be for the demolition of the building. So if we can, whatever your next date is, I'll come back and I'm sure I'll have a permit in hand. In fact, we've already had dumpsters delivered from Waste Management Group. Spoke with Direct Movement Group on the way down today. They anticipate starting within a week, 2 weeks at the latest. Think the job will go pretty quick when they start. So we're very, I'm not here to tell you it's done today because it's not, but I'm optimistic. It's going to get done, and it'll get done promptly as well along the same line of getting to where we all want to go. We contracted a couple months ago with Doherty Summers Architects Engineers out of Jacksonville Beach. Karen, spelled C-A-R-E-N, Doherty, is our point of contact. I expect building plans to bring the two buildings that we've agreed we're going to keep up to the current building code. I expect those plans to be done within the next couple weeks, and I'll be getting with Mr. Lee and the appropriate city officials to get that permitting done for not only the demolition of the structure we want down, but for renovation, which is really minor in nature, but just to get those buildings up to the current code and get the power back on, which brings me kind of full circle. There's no one in this room more than me that wants these buildings back up to code and power on. I personally, 2 weeks ago, saw some teenagers riding down the road, didn't look right, circled back behind them, came up on them, videoed them, photographed them using a pry bar to try to get into our metal maintenance building. I got good pictures and video. The sheriff's office is, I believe they've actually tracked down one or all 4 of the individuals, so I'm waiting on an update on that. But that's been a headache for me in the sense that these kids managed to break into the building a number of times. For some reason, they focused on my lawnmower as a target, stabbed the tires, put sugar packets in the gasoline tanks, did everything they could to cause us grief, and I'm hopeful that the apprehension of these 4 individuals is going to put an end to that and send a message out to where we can focus on moving ahead, which is what we want to do, and I just want to assure you of that. So as I stand here today, don't have permits pulled for the demolition, but I expect that to happen very quickly. And next time I'm back here, I'll have some good news for you folks.
And you say you're under contract to have that violation corrected, and you expect the permit to be pulled within the next day or so?
Yes, sir.
The reason why I ask, sir, is I've heard in the past that when we've had cases here that in 90 days we're going to have plans, in 90 days we're going to have plans, in 90 days we're going to have plans, and we still don't I don't believe the city has any plans right now, and I surmise that those plans that you were talking about earlier are going to be submitted within the next couple of weeks?
Yes.
So and our time frame's gotten a little bit smaller. Instead of 90 days, it's a couple of weeks.
Well, I think realistically, I think within a day or two, the demolition one will be pulled, and then for the other two buildings, I do expect, I'm going to say 2 to 4 weeks to give us that safe window, because you know architects and engineers are so busy these days in the construction industry. But what I was told when I met with the architect on Monday and had lunch, that he was anticipating having the initial set of plans for review done by actually the end of this week. So I'm thinking 2 weeks probably, but I'm going to say 2 to 4 weeks for getting those plans done and submitted to be safe.
Are there any further questions from the board members?
I just have one. The original order was April 11th. By the time that original order had come down, I'm going to presume, because my memory, as I tap one year after another, escapes me, but I'm going to presume that by the time this case was heard, there were multiple notices and meetings with code officers indicating that there was a problem here. So the order comes down April 11th. You're given 15 days to comply. Now, construction under normal circumstances can be a nightmare, trying to get contractors and plans. So when you have an order and you have 15 days, it seems to me there's a little bit more call to action, a little bit more emphasis on getting this done. And I understand that your one contractor bailed for whatever reason. But, I mean, here we are, July 5th. You're looking at over $17,000 in fines right now, and you're still no closer, quite honestly. You don't have a permit. You're still looking at plans. And so, next August, at the next meeting, are we going to hear that, well, we still don't have plans, or we still don't have this? I mean, this didn't happen overnight. There were notices given that there was a problem. So, I mean, they're saying to amass a motion G and continue this, and these fines are going to continue. So is that going to be a problem? Is the next thing going to be an ask for a reduction in the fines? I don't know. I'm
at a loss for words.
Well, yeah, I mean, when...
That's a very good point. I think that, ladies and gentlemen of the board, our call today is to do to vote up or down on a massive motion, not to hear all about the case that we've all been here many times before and listened to different parts of the problems they're having over there. My main concern, from what I heard today, is the story I heard is a little bit more positive than it has been in the past. The 90 days and trying to get everything together and cutting the fields and doing all that, that's not got nothing to do with this case. This case is nothing more than a Massey case. We either vote up or down on the Massey case. I would suspect that once the attachment goes on the property, it's going to be a little bit harder to get a reduction. Maybe possible, but it's going to be much harder to get that reduction. I'd like to say that the part owner and attorney representing the same company is going to do what he's going to do, what he said in the past he's going to do. But we have proof here in front of us that it's still going on and on and on. So do I hear a motion?
I have a comment, a question. To counsel, do we have the authority to suspend the fine for X number of days?
That's part of what a Massey hearing is for, is to hear any circumstances that have occurred since your order hearing imposing the fine and finding the violation that might make you reconsider either the amount or the compliance time, etc. It's up to you whether you think you've heard anything today, and you may want to listen to any input from the city that would entice you or make you think that you should either extend the compliance time, reduce the fine, or keep it right as it is.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I have a motion. I move that we suspend the fine for 10 days. If at such point the permit has not been pulled, the fine will continue until such time as it is.
Do I hear a second?
Mr. Chairman, on behalf of the city, I just want to make sure we understand the complete context of where we are. And you made the point correctly. This property does have a lot of history with it. But I want to make sure that the code board understands. From the city's perspective, all we're trying to do is gain compliance. And this board has previously heard another case which has not had nothing to do with this morning, but that had to do with overgrown conditions. That led to a massive order, and there's a foreclosure, a very hotly litigated foreclosure case that's going on in that. City has been sued separately in a different lawsuit by the same property owner for violation of constitutional rights. So there's a lot of litigation ongoing, adversarial litigation involving this property owner, the city of Palm Coast. Having said that, there's two things that the city staff, city of Palm Coast, is trying to achieve. One is continued compliance with the property's condition, you know, the overgrown conditions. And that has been rectified. There's a hiccup right now, but we're working with the property owner to try to gain compliance with that. But as to today's case, this is a set of buildings that have been out there for years that have been in noncompliance that are attractive nuisances. And you've heard the testimony of the property owner himself acknowledging that these are attractive nuisances, and that's just one of the buildings. The city would request that you grant the city's request, impose the fine, and move forward. We believe, the city believes, that the best incentive for this property to come into compliance is the pressure that is being brought to bear by these code fines, which will ultimately have to be resolved one way or another, either in the litigation or coming back and seeking the reduction. But it has been our experience that the best way to get this property into compliance is to continue to bring pressure to bear on this property owner. That is what we believe brought the property into compliance with the overgrown conditions, and that is what we believe will cause ultimately the demolition permits and the rehab permits to be obtained and the demolition completed and or the buildings rehabbed. We would request that this board move forward with the imposition of the fines, have the fines continue to run to keep the pressure on this property owner for the sake of the neighborhood to bring it into compliance.
Also, just with regard to the motion, the fines here started accruing somewhere around the 25th, 26th of April. So I'm not, were you just saying for 10 days to stop them?
Just stop accruing the fine for 10 days.
10 days.
I think we all have heard enough about this case, and I appreciate that you understand our position and the significance and the negative impact this whole situation is having on the community. I don't believe that $690 against the $17,250 that's already accrued is going to make much of a difference. However, it seems to me that for the sake of $690, I don't think that that takes the pressure off of you very much, but at least shows a small amount of good faith from this board. So my motion stands.
I believe we had a second.
You did have a second.
Did we vote on it?
No.
We have a motion and a second in reference to this case, a massive case. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
No.
No.
Show of hands. All those in favor, raise your right hand. All those opposed? So ordered, sir.
Thank you.
Just so the city's clear, if I could, Mr. Chairman, I'll make sure I understand the order. So at the end of the 10 days, if there's not compliance, then the massive order will be entered? I'm not sure I understand exactly what
the intent is. Fine has just been suspended for 10 days.
Fine has been suspended for 10 days.
If at the end of the 10 days there has not been a permit brought into compliance, the fine will continue to accrue at $69 a day.
Okay.
In addition to the $72,000.
So your intent is that
they're at $50 a day.
Well, whatever it is.
So
that big difference.
The board's intent is that this comes back next month, and then you do the Massey order that gets recorded. Is that your intent, or you want the city to be able to record it after the 10 days?
We're looking to record the $17,000.
That's what I'm asking. We're just trying this from a, this is just an administrative question, Mr. Sherman. Is the intent of the board for us to be able to go ahead and enter the Massey order, which would provide for the $17,250, and then delay continuing fines for 10 days, or do you wish for us to come back next month to revisit the entirety of the Massey request?
Well, the way it's accomplished is up to the attorneys who are going to be doing this. My intent is that the $17,250 stands under any event. Now,
okay.
Whatever you have to do to make that happen, that's fine. If that means you file the Massey right now, that's fine.
And that's what I'm. That's what the city's going to do.
Okay,
but
that's
fine. But I didn't want there for you to be upset next month if we come back and we did the Massey order and then you say, well, that's not what we wanted. So we're just trying to make sure we completely understand your intent, sir, and comply with it.
I understand. I have been sitting on this case since day one, so I'm fully aware.
I appreciate the clarification, and we'll prepare the order accordingly. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Our next case is AI 39. Case number 201701010106. City of Palm Coast versus Daniel J. Rosado, 142 Parkview Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108G, Ben's Maintenance.
For the record, the respondent is President Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with numerous photos. These photos depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice was issued on the third day of January 2017, giving 10 days to comply. We inspected on the 17th day of January 2017, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in this in all cases. Recheck of the property was conducted monthly. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code 1 on the first day of July 2017, and a violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board oppose the following. Fine violation order, I recommend giving 10 days to comply or a fine of $50 per day and administrative cost of $69.
Daniel J. Rosati. Come forward, please.
She'll need to be sworn. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to present shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
You state your name and the address?
My name is Dana Proto, 142 Parkview Drive, Palm Coast, 32164.
What do you have to say now?
So, as you can see, that door area where you're looking at in the windows, there was actually a fence throughout that whole area. Hurricane Matthew took it down. So as you've seen in the previous picture, the fence was leaning. So when we did first get that notice, we thought we had to take the fence off. So we removed all the panels of the wood that was leaning and just haven't replaced it since. We've gotten two estimates from the insurance company. We had to repair our roof as well, so we didn't cover everything, and I can't afford to put up a whole fence. I can try to salvage the wood and just replace what I can. I thought the 10-day notice was to take off the fence from leaning, which is what I did.
The city is recommending that they give you 10 days to correct the problem.
Okay.
And if it's not corrected within 10 days, pay $50 per day until it is corrected.
Okay.
And administrative costs. Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, so ordered. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Our next case is AI 8. Case number 201702056 3, a Massey case. The City of Palm Coast versus Nancy Rebecca DiVigilio, 18 Radford Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, vehicle improperly parked.
Good morning. Respondents are present. Code Enforcement Officer Joe Festa for the City of Palm Coast. Entering into evidence City Composite 1 for improper service and a copy of the original board order along with photographs. This case was heard on May 3rd, 2017. The order was signed on the 10th of May, 2017, giving 3 days to three days to come into compliance or a fine of $50 per day until the property comes into compliance. Excuse me. The property is currently still in violation. The property was in violation from 16 May 2017 to July 4th, 2017, for a total of 49 days at $50 a day for a fine of $2,450. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, City is requesting the board approve the following. Massive motion G, still in violation, with the fine to continue until the property comes in compliance, and administrative cost of $69.50 to the city.
Nancy Rebecca DiVigilio here. Is anybody representing 18 Radford Lane?
Mr. Chair, she'll need to be sworn. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to present shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Good morning, ma'am. You want to state your name?
I can't hear.
To this case?
Oh, the car was improperly parked on my property. Yeah, and I scolded him good because I have a driveway that will accommodate five cars. So there was no need of that.
Are these tenants?
Pardon me?
Are they tenants?
It's my stepson lives with me.
Has the problem been cleared?
No. These couple cars, this first one you see here, they've been removed. The ones in the far, against the far end of the fence are still there. There's two of them still there.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Yeah.
If not, I'll accept the motion.
Move to accept the city's recommendation.
Second. I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. All right. Thank you, ma'am. Perfect. Thank you.
Well, I was concentrating on that. I'm sorry.
Excuse me?
I was concentrating on that because it doesn't look like my property.
Does it look like your property?
No.
It's a property. It's that's 18 Rapid. It's a triple lot.
Yeah. Why don't you discuss it with the code enforcement office? Why don't you talk with them?
Okay, thank you. Let me have you back. Your things. And I'll talk to you outside.
Our next case is going to be AI 46.
What am I supposed to do?
I'm going
to
tell you.
Case number 2017-0309-78, a recurring case, City of Palm Coast versus Sandra Hardy, 38 Port Echo Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 41-11A, trash containers.
For the record, the respondent is present, Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with numerous photos. These photos depicting conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 7th day of February 2017, a notice was issued. Upon re-inspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice was issued on the 22nd day of March 2017 at 11:59, giving 15 minutes to comply. Reinspected on the 22nd day of March 2017 at 12:18, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed in this in all cases. Subsequent rechecks were conducted on 5/12, 6/10, 6/21, and 6/28, and was all still in violation. The final recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the first day of July 2017, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the second notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Fine violation of order. I recommend giving 3 days to comply or a fine of $25 per day. Administrative cost of $69 to the city.
Members of the board, I also wanted to make sure that you understand a little bit more about the context and the history of this case. When this came before you, this is a recurring matter. You may remember that there was a very similar situation with a lot of debris and stuff that was left outside. The city worked with the property owner, met with the property owners here today, and there was a tremendous, tremendous amount of material that was taken out of the house and left in the curb and the right-of-way. And there were multiple special trips directed by the city to Waste Pro, to our waste haulers, to go out and haul that away. This has been a problem for this neighborhood for some time. There's a lot of family circumstances, which we understand, but it is a real problem for the community. And the city has done everything that it can to work with the property owner to try to solve it. But it just keeps going on, and the neighbors have been suffering for a long time.
Is Sandra Hardy present?
Were you sworn in?
No.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to present shall be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Please state your name and your address, please.
Sandra Hardy. I don't live at that address. I live at 28 Riding Lane, Palmville, Florida.
And what do you have to say in reference to?
I can say I haven't lived in that house since December.
Pardon?
I haven't lived in that house since December. My daughter lives there, who is going through a whole lot, and it's a lot more than drug problems. I fight with her daily. I don't know what else to say. I'm beside myself. Other than throwing her out on the streets, I don't know what to do. I've talked to my neighbors. I understand their concerns. I would be in here against me if it was me. If it wasn't me. I don't know what to say. Other than it is what it is, and I don't know what to do.
City has...
And I already thought I was getting fined anyway, a lot less, more than $25 a day, so.
Well, it's a recurring case. We're giving you 3 days to get this problem straightened out.
It's not going
to
happen. My daughter's in Halifax Mental Health right now, and I'm not cleaning up that mess. I'm not. I mean, I don't even know what to do with it. It's just as bad inside the house as it is outside the house. My house is destroyed. I don't know what to say. going to cost me thousands of dollars to fix that place up.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman.
Board members. I have one.
Barbara Grossman, code enforcement manager. Is there someone living in the house right now?
She's right now actually in the psych unit at Halifax. She just got admitted yesterday. But other than that, yes, she lives there. Her loser what? Boyfriend is actually finally in jail.
Okay, so there is no male...
You're speaking to me.
I am.
Okay.
Sorry. So there is nobody living on the property right now? There is no boyfriend in the house?
72-hour evaluation at the hospital.
And she was put in yesterday for a 72-hour?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chairman, is your mother the only person living there?
My daughter, yes. Her boyfriend just finally got put in jail after they kicked in my doors and everything else. Like I said, my house is trash.
Is she bringing all this stuff out and piling it like that?
I'm sorry?
Who's piling all
my
this
daughter.
Stuff out?
Oh, all of a sudden, I don't know if that's... She was a perfectly normal person until she moved to Jacksonville and came back 2 years ago. I don't know what to say. I don't know what the hell happened to her in Jacksonville, but she came back different. And I can't put her on the streets. I can't. She's going to be living under a bridge if I do. I wouldn't. You wouldn't do that to your child either.
All right, the city's recommending that this be straightened out within 3 days or a $25 per day fine be put on the property until it is straightened out. If it's not straightened out in the $25 continues, if it's not straightened out in 3 days and it continues, the fine starts going up daily. I want you to be aware. Are there any further questions from the board? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed, so ordered. Thank you, ma'am. Our next case will be AI 44. A request for reduction. The City of Palm Coast versus Igor and Yedigenka Chuganov. Seven Pointer Place. I think I got that one. Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, Vehicle and Property Park.
For the record, the respondent is present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo of the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service and a copy of the original board order along with numerous photos. The original code board order was signed on the 7th of June 2016 on this property owner. This case was heard on the 5th of April 2017. The order was signed on the 11th of April 2017. The order stated that the property was a repeat violation from the 11th of August 2016 to the 24th of August 2016, a total of 14 days in violation at $100 per day for a total of $1,400. The property is in compliance has remained in compliance since the last code hearing. The property owner agent would like to address the board and request a reduction in fine for the aforementioned code case.
Were you sworn in?
No.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to present should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Please state your name and the company you're with and what your relationship is with the homeowner.
Okay. Jacqueline Agavelli from Virtual Homes Realty, and we manage the property for it.
And what do you have to say, ma'am?
I do know that the property owner sent a request for reduction. I can reread what he sent to you. I can also state that I do know the tenants, the reason why they were not able to move the vehicle, they were in the hospital. The wife, there's a female and male tenant. The female had a life-threatening condition of the child during childbirth. The husband was there at the hospital the entire 14-day duration. I do know that they had contacted a brother that lived nearby to try and move the vehicle. He said he told them he would. Apparently he didn't quick enough, but I do know they were both not at the residence for 2 weeks period due to the child's issue.
Are there any questions from the board members?
What's the fine?
Fine is $1,400.
What are they requesting?
The owner has requested a reduction to $350 at 25% of the... That is what he's requesting.
And she smiled.
I move that we reduce the fine to $350.
I second that.
And they are in compliance now, right?
Actually, the tenants are no longer even at the property. Okay. They had vacated a long time.
They've also taken the car with them.
They have. They have.
I have a motion and a second to reduce the, or to accept the reduction request and reduce the amount to $350. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, so ordered. Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Let's take a 10-minute break. We'll be back at 11:12. Okay, let's reconvene the Code Enforcement Board meeting for July 5th, 2017. I neglected to call a case before we took a break. That will be AI 29. Case number 20170304-72. City of Palm Coast versus Joseph A. and Catherine L. Vitello, 4 Seton Valley Path, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34B, parking in a swale between 1 and 6 a.m.
For the record, the respondents are present. I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the days indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice violation was written on the 9th day of March 2017 and given 1 day to comply. A re-inspection on the 30th day of March and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. I have re-inspections which were not in compliance on 4-6, 4-13, 4-27, 5-18, 5-25. The property came in compliance on 6-15 upon a recheck of the property. This is the first notice given for the same violation on the property and property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion A. No fine standing order plus administrative cost of $5,350. I spoke to the owner of the property and he reassured me that this won't happen again.
And the violation has been?
It's been corrected.
Okay. Is Joseph A. or Catherine L. Vitello present?
Were you sworn in?
Yes. Okay.
You were sworn in, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, state your name and your address.
Joseph Tello, 4 Seton Valley Path.
Okay. And what do you have to say in reference to this case?
Back in early spring, I had my daughter and her boyfriend was living here, and we had 6 cars, and I only had room for 5. And so 2 of them have since moved away, so they're gone. And
so we won't see you.
Correct, right?
So we won't see you here anymore?
No, sir.
Okay. Are there any further questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no-fine order and administrative costs in the amount of $5,350. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's go to AI-4. Case number 20170409-27. It's a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus George and Cecilia Tezera, 6 Blakefield Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, vehicle improperly parked.
Good morning. Good morning. For the record, respondent is not present. Code Enforcement Officer Segala from the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering the evidence's composite form to proper service along with numerous photographs that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 27th of December 2013, a notice was issued on a property inspection. The violation was corrected. The case was closed. On the 8th of January 2014, a notice was issued in the pond re-inspection. The violation was corrected. The case was closed. On the 17th day of July 2016, a notice was issued in the pond re-inspection. The violation was corrected. The case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 10th of April 2017, giving 15 minutes to comply. I re-inspected the property on the 19th of April 2017 at 1:42 p.m. approximately 17 minutes later. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 28th day of June 2017, and the violation has been corrected. This is the fourth notice given for the same property owner based upon the testimony evidence in this case. The city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion A, no fine standing order, and $53.50 in administrative costs to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Is that shade there for that car?
Excuse me?
Was that shade cover for that car?
The canopy?
Yeah, the canopy.
No, no. Oh. It was just a place to sit down.
Hang on. Is there any further questions? Do I hear a motion?
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second. I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, so ordered. Our next case is AI-5, case number 201705336. It's a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Lewis P. and Marilyn M. Parker. 13 Blakefield Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle in a residential district.
For the record, respondent is not present. Code Enforcement Officer Segala from the City of Palm Coast. I am entering an evidence in the composite one for improper service form with numerous photographs. These photos taken depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the 7th of July 2015. This violation was corrected. The repeat notice of violation was written on the 7th of May 2017, giving 0 days to comply. The respondent was repeat violation of the above cited code for the period of 7th May 2017 to the 8th of May 2017. Recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 8th of May 2017, and the violation has been corrected. Based upon the testimony submitted in this case, the city requested the board impose the following. A complied repeat violation, motion D, requesting a fine of $100 per day for 1 day in violation for a total of $100 plus administrative costs of $69.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
This has got an ongoing sewer problem?
Are there any other questions?
I'll make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second. I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI-7, case number 201704405. It's a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Francis Souza, 17 Fort Caroline Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, parking of a trailer in a residential district.
Morning.
Good morning.
For the record, the respondent is not present. Code Officer Rich with the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering the evidence of the city's composite providing proper service. Along with photographs, the photographs taken depict the conditions on the date and times indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation for the same code. That order was signed on the 10th day of January 14. This violation was corrected. The repeat notice of violation was issued on the 10th day of April 17, giving 0 days to comply. The respondent was a repeat violation of the above-cited code for the period of April 10, 2017 to April 11, 2017, in compliance on the April 11, 2017. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on June 2, 2017, and the violation was corrected. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Motion D, compile repeat violation, requesting a fine of $100 a day for 1 day in violation for a total of $100 and administrative costs of $69.50.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, so ordered. Our next case is AI 10, case number 20170405-41, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Oleg Tabachnik and Diana Brook. 7 Ribor Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a trailer in a residential district.
The respondents are not present. Code Enforcement Officer Joe Festa for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence City Composite 1 for the proper service, along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the dates. On the date as indicated, the facts of the case was follows. On the 6th day of February 2015, a notice of violation was written, and upon re-inspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 22nd day of May 2015, a notice of violation was written, and upon re-inspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On June 10, 2015, a notice of violation was written, and upon re-inspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On June 14, 2016, a notice of violation was written, and upon re-inspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 11th day of April 2017, giving 30 minutes to comply. A re-inspect was conducted approximately 45 minutes later, and the trailer was still there, and it was still in violation. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board this morning, and the violation has been corrected. This is the 5th notice given for the same violation on this property with the same property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the City is requesting the Board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine, standing order recurring, plus administrative costs of $53.50 to the City.
Are there any questions from the Board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept City's recommendation.
I have a motion and a second to accept the City's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, so ordered. Our next case is AI 11, case number 20170-31019. The City of Palm Coast versus Angels and Scott Lapete. 140 Beachwood Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108H, unlicensed vehicles. Good morning.
Good morning. For the record, the respondents are not present. I am Code Officer Shelley for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence City's composite, proving proper service along with photographs taken to depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was written on the 23rd day of March 2017, given 10 days. The comply re-inspected on the 19th day of April 2017. And the property was not in compliance. A recheck of the property was conducted this morning before Code Board, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on the property owner. Based upon my testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the City is requesting that the Board should impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 2 days to comply, or a fine of $50 a day, plus an administrative cost of $69 to the City.
Are there any questions from the Board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the City's recommendation. Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the City's recommendation. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All those opposed, so ordered. Our next case is AI 12, case number 20170405, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Christina Rose Fedricks, 30 Bryce Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, weeds and overgrowth.
For the record, the respondents are not present. I am Code Officer Shelley for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the City's composite, proving proper service, along with photographs taken to depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. And I'll just go ahead and read the dates. On the 23rd day of July 2015, the 25th day of September 2015, the 15th day of October 2015, the 12th day of August 2016. A notice of violation was written. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 5th day of April 2017, given 3 days to comply, reinspected on the 12th day of April 2017, and the property was not in compliance. A recheck of the property was conducted this morning before Code Board, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the 5th notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon my testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following motion scene. Fine violation order, I recommend giving 2 days to comply or a fine of $50 per day, plus an administrative cost of $69 to the city.
Is there any question from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, so ordered. Our next case is AI 13, case number 2017-040981. The City of Palm Coast versus Richard D. and Ingrid L. Legal. 157 Brittany Lane. Palm Coast Code Section 35-76D1, nuisance accumulations.
For the record, the respondents are not present. I am Code Officer Shelley for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite, proving proper service along with photographs taken to depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was written on the 20th day of April 2017, given 3 days to comply. Reinspected on the 28th day of April 2017, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice of procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board this morning, and the property has not been corrected. It appears that I rechecked it a week later, and as you can see, they threw it into the vacant lot from the city right away. Based upon my testimony evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board should impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 2 days to comply or a fine of $50 per day plus an administrative cost of $69 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
The first picture, that should have been picked up by the city's waste hauler, right?
It was a little more than I think Waste Pro would have picked up. It was more than the 4 cubic yards. So I gave them the violation that they need to have it removed by the landscaper.
And this picture here, is that their property?
That belongs to Seagate Homes, that vacant lot.
It's outside of the right-of-way?
Is it?
It's outside of the Barbara Grossman, the enforcement manager for the City of Palm Coast. It's outside of the right-of-way. It is on private property, yes.
Is it their property, though?
No, it was in the city right away when I wrote it.
Right.
And then, as they you can see, that's where it is now. It's on private property.
But that private property, is that owned by these people, or is that someone else?
It is not. That is owned by Seagate Homes.
Yeah, he removed it off his right away and took it and dumped it across the street on the lot. That was his solution to picking it up. That's what happened.
That defines a violator.
Are there any further questions from the board members?
Sorry. Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered. The next case is AI 14, case number 2017-040755. The City of Palm Coast versus Tracy L. Brown, 9 Billing Place. Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle in a residential district.
For the record, response not present, Code Officer Mike Haddon for the City of Palm Coast. I'm the area of the city's composite one, proving proper service, along with photos that show the conditions and the date and time as indicated. Facts of the case as follows. Current notice was written on the 13th day of April 2017, giving 1 day to comply. Re-inspected the 21st day of April 2017, the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedure was followed in this case, and re-inspections occurred on 4/28/17, 5/12/17, 6/2/17, 6/23/17. Recheck of property conducted for code board on the 30th day of June 2017, and the violation has been corrected. This is the first notice given for this violation of this property owner. And based upon testimony and evidence in this case, the city requesting the board impose the following. Motion A, no fine standing order, plus administrative cost to the city of $53.50.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, so ordered.
Thank you very much.
Our next case is AI 25, case number 2016-120702, a Massey case. The City of Palm Coast versus James H. and Gertrude G. Banks, 68 Whispering Pine Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 35-76, nuisance and tree debris. AI 27 while we're waiting. Case number 201704-0260. The City of Palm Coast versus Carlton B. Bennett, 54 Pheasant Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34B, parking in a swale between 1 and 6.
For the record, the respondents are not present. I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering the evidence city's composite while proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice violation was written on the 6th day of April 2017 and given 1 day to comply. A re-inspection on the 20th day of April 2017 and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed in all cases. A list of re-inspections that weren't in compliance was on 5/4 and 5/25/2017. I rechecked the property before code board on the 29th day of June 2017, and the violation has been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion A, no fine standing order, plus administrative cost of $53.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Let's go back to AI 25, case number 201612702, a Massey case. The City of Palm Coast versus James H. and Gertrude G. Banks, 68 Whispering Pine Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 35-76, nuisance and tree debris.
Good morning. Sorry. For the record, respondents are not present. I'm Code Officer Shelley Burton for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city composite proving proper service and a copy of the original board order, along with photographs. This case was heard on the 5th of April, 2017. The order was signed on the 11th of April, 2017, given 5 days to come into compliance or a fine of $50 per day until property comes into compliance. The property is currently still in violation. The property was in violation from April 24th, 2017 to July 4th, 2017. A total of 72 days at $50 a day for a total fine of $3,600. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in the case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Massey Motion D, still in violation with the fine to still continue until property is in compliance, plus an administration cost of $69.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Would you say the fee, the fine was?
$3,600.
2 days is $3,500.
$36.
5 times 7 is 35. Huh.
72 times.
Yeah,
72 times 5 is 36.
72 is 36.
Okay. Are there any further questions?
Thank you.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
I only have one question. What is the tactic you use on some of the people that have, you've found in violation since they've all withdrawn their cases?
Communication.
Good answer. That's what I want to hear. Thank you, Derek. Our next case is AI 28, case number 20170113-02. City of Palm Coast versus Jeremy Rios and Sherilyn Torres, 28 Russman Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34B, parking in a swale between 1 and 6 a.m.
For the record, respondents are not present. I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence city's deposit warrant proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the day as indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was written on the 26th day of January, 2017, and given 1 day to comply. A re-inspection on the 9th day of February 2017, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed in all cases. A re-inspection where the vehicle was not in compliance was on 216, 223, 32, 39, 323, 413, and 61. The vehicle was still not in compliance. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 15th day of June 2017, and the violation has been corrected. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion A, no fine standing order, plus administrative costs of $5,350.
Is there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept a motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second. I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 34, case number 20170406-33. It's a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Tony Spencer, 8 Squirrel Place, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a trailer in a residential district.
For the record, respondents are not present. I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city composite will improve proper service along with photographs. These photographs taken depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code. That order was signed on the 11th day of July, 2016. This violation was corrected. The repeat notice of violation was written on the 12th day of April, 2017 and given 0 days. And fined until in compliance. This is a repeat number 2. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above cited code for a period of April 12, 2017 to June 11, 2017, and in compliance on June 12, 2017. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 12th day of June 2017, and the violation has been corrected. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion D, complied repeat violation requesting a fine of $150 per day for 61 days and in violation for a total of $9,150 plus an administrative cost of $70 to the city.
That was 61 days and $250?
$150.
It was $150 a day for 61 days for a total of $9,150.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Mr. Chairman, Just so for the record, Mr. Stafford, what happened the last time you posted at that property?
The gentleman, when I posted the property for this hearing, the gentleman walked out of his garage with a hammer to his side. I had had deputies. Actually, they were there for the purpose of posting this hearing notice. The deputy rushed in and ordered the subject to drop the hammer.
I just wanted you to know that.
Thank you. Our next case is AI 35, case number 20170406-34, also a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Tony Spencer at the same address, 8 Squirrel Place, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34I, parking in the median.
For the record, respondents are not present. I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence to see his composite one proving proper service along with photographs. These photographs taken depict the conditions from the date as indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code that order was signed on the 14th day of March 2017. This violation was corrected. The repeat notice of violation was written on the 12th day of April 2017 and given 0 days and fined until in compliance. This is a repeat number one. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above cited code for a period of between April 12, 2017 to April 13th of 2017 and in compliance on April 13, 2017. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on April 13th, 2017 and the violation has been corrected. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion D, complied repeat violation requesting a fine of $100 a day for 1 day and a violation for a total of $100 plus administrative costs of $69.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? None, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second. I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. The next case is AI 40, case number 20170-30914. A repeat violation, the City of Palm Coast versus Richard H. and Christina Taylor, 294 Parkview Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, vehicle improperly parked.
For the record, the respondent is not present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with numerous photos. These photos depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the 4th of June 2015. This violation was corrected. The repeat notice of violation was written on the 21st day of March 2017, giving 0 days to comply. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above-cited code for the period of the 21st of March 2017 to the 22nd of March 2017. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 22nd of March 2017, and a violation has been corrected. Just to note, this is the first repeat violation. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Complied repeat violation, motion D, requesting a fine of $100 a day for 1 day in violation for a total of $100, administrative cost of $69.50.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Sir. I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 41, case number 20170-10577. A recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Melanie J. and David M. Paradis, 149 Persimmon Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 17-39A, Residential Rental Program.
For the record, the respondent is not present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with numerous photos. These photos depicting additions on the date and time as indicated, the facts of the case as follows. The current notice was issued on the 11th day of January 2017, giving 10 days to comply. re-inspected on the 25th day of January 2017, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed in all cases. Rechecks were conducted on 214, 316, 415, 513, and 613, and they were all still in violation. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the first day of July 2017, and a violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property. Property owner, based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 10 days to comply or a fine of $25 per day, administrative cost of $69 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second. Okay. Second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI-42, case number 2017-030915, a recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Igor and Lydia Bondar, 60 Plainview Drive A, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle in a residential district.
For the record, the respondent is not present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with numerous photos. These photos depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case were as follows. On the 16th day of September 2016, a notice was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice was issued on the 21st day of March 2017, giving one day to comply. Reinspected on the 27th day of April 2017, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed in this in all cases. Additional recheck was conducted on 516 and the vehicle is still there. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the first day of July 2017 and a violation has been corrected. This is the second notice given for the same violation on this property. Property owner, based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing or recurring. Administrative cost of $53.50.
Are there any questions from the board members? I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second. I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 43, case number 2017-040.
That was contingent.
That wasn't me that said that. Our next case is AI 45, case number 2017-030879. A recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Ronald P. and Dolores C. Adams, 37 Port Echo Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 41-11A, trash containers.
For the record, the respondent is not present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with numerous photos. These photos depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 9th day of August 2016, a notice was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice was issued on the 22nd day of March 2017 at 11:59, giving 15 minutes to comply. Reinspected on the 22nd day of March 2017 at 12:18, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed in this in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted for Code Board on the first day of July 2017, and a violation has been corrected. This is the second notice given for the same violation on this property. Property owner, based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, and administrative cost of $53.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI-49, Case number 2017-010511. It's a Massey case. The City of Palm Coast versus Mandela Holdings, LLC, and the Lending House, Inc. Care of Stoll & Associates, 1 Palm Harbor Parkway, Palm Coast Code Section 15-1-111-4. No permit for structures.
Good day. For the record, the respondent is not present. Code Enforcement Officer Luis Mendez for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering to evidence the city composite one proven proper service and a copy of the original board order, along with photographs. This case was heard on the 5th day of April 2017. The order was signed on the 11th day of April 2017. Given 10 days to come into compliance, or a fine of $250 a day until the property comes into compliance. The property is still in violation. The property is in violation from April 24th, 2017 to July 4th, 2017. A total of 72 days at $250 a day for a total fine of $18,000. Based on the testimony evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Massey Motion G, still in violation, with a fine to still continue until the property is in compliance. Plus, the city is also seeking to return in 90 days to begin foreclosure proceedings. An administrative cost to the city of $69.50.
Has there been any movement by these people?
Just doesn't seem like anything has happened. They haven't come in to pull anything.
This is the old tennis.
Mm-hmm. Right. Barbara Grossman, code enforcement manager. If you remember, at one point we had this here, but then we had a potential buyer for an assisted living facility, and we gave them the 90-day due diligence. Unfortunately, they backed out of the deal, so then we came back to the table with the existing we have had some communications with their lawyer. We've gone back and forth, but as it still is, it's still in violation, and that's why staff has brought to your attention that we will be back in 90 days to start foreclosure proceedings. And if you also know, there was a suicide at that location a couple weeks ago, almost a month ago. So we're looking to get this taken care of.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept a motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Is there any unfinished business? Any old business? Any new business? Barbara, while you're here, I've... As everybody probably knows, I sit at Starbucks in the morning.
No.
I'm getting more and more feedback from people in Palm Coast, positive towards the code enforcement. So that means we're doing our job to some people. I was on the internet this morning, and they weren't too happy with code enforcement. In the back of my mind, I always remember we used to get a report showing how many cases you guys go through every month. And I think the public needs to know that. I mean, they think you guys are sitting around doing nothing, I guess. But I know that you're doing 800 or 900 cases a month.
We get about 2,500 calls. I just did a interview with Mayor Holland, and we talked about the stats, and it was on the radio also, you know, indicating of how many we had. But yes, we'll get that out to the public, and I'll start making sure that you have a copy of it again too.
I think it needs to be in the Observer.
Instead of doom and gloom of the red light, we can go doom and gloom of code enforcement, huh? Okay.
Well, I'm, as I said, I do hear a lot of positive remarks, but the people that got the negative remarks, I have to mentally think that they've got a case coming in front of the board, or they've got nailed for something and they're in the process of taking care of it, or whatever the case may be. But I thought that if the public was aware of how many cases you guys really handle in a day, and how many cases we have that there's the sheriff had to intervene in a particular case, or that our code enforcement people are concerned when they go on a person's property to tag the property or whatever the case may be. I don't think the public is aware of all of those factions that come into play.
I'll get with marketing and see if we can put something on the website.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Are there any other questions that we have for Barbara while she's here? Not. Our next code enforcement board meeting is August 2nd, 2017 at 10 o'clock. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor?
I'm staring.
Yes.
Both.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you.